Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 167. In this episode, we're going to be talking about your toughest membership tech decisions when starting out. I've got my great co-host with me, Kurt Van Heinem. Hey, Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure thing, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Van Heinem. I own an agency called Manana Nomas. We do a lot of work directly with WP Tonic and that wonderful team there.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
So, you know, when you're starting out or you're thinking of changing platforms, it's a big decision. So on my little list, I've got, will your membership website be self-hosted or an online platform? And we went last week through the biggest choices you got, the biggest players out there.
Yeah.
So basically, it's kind of WordPress or it's SaaS, really, isn't it? Really, isn't it? That's what your decision is, really.
Yeah, some people could look at maybe, you know, like an HTML-based website, you know, self-hosted using Moodle or something. But they're just, I mean, if you think WordPress is complicated, well, then you certainly don't want to go down that lane.
No, well, that's kind of our agency, a specialized e-learning agency that's providing a kind of custom solution, isn't it? Or it's a university doing it themselves that thinks they've got a tech department or a school or somebody that's got a tech department and they fancy doing it, don't they?
Yeah. And, I think the topic that you sent over, especially with the leading questions, Jonathan, I thought it was really on point, especially today, because we did that interview with the other show talking about, you know, Facebook and Meta advertising and stuff. And there's a lot of things to consider when you're launching your membership site. And so I think today's talk is going to be really foundational in some of the things that maybe people jump the shark on. You know, they were in a hurry to get a website up. They made a couple of quick decisions and now they're rethinking or thinking, how do they reset, you know, their foundation? I thought our guest was very intuitive today when she said that her decisions, her impatience in building her original website long-term probably cost her $80,000.
Yeah, that was a bit shocking to hear, but I say that, I think that's a regular story, actually. So basically, if you like WordPress and you know the interface, it's still powers about 40% of the internet, of websites. It's got an enormous community. It's got a lot of functionality. Some of the membership and learning management plugins are well tested. Lifter LMS, we love. You got other membership plugins if you don't need everything that a learning management system. But in my opinion, there's a lot of crossover between them. So I just think it's best to go with a learning management system. I really love Lifter, or you could look at LearnDash or there's some smaller players out there that are more focused at creators. You could look at Fluent Community if you wanted that community element, and that runs courses, or you can run it with Lifter LMS. You could look at BuddyBoss. there's a lot of choice in the WordPress space, and a lot of these solutions are well mature, had a lot of work done on them, and they're great solutions. What would you contribute to that?
My opinion's a little more specific than yours on that one, Jonathan. And at the risk of sounding like a commercial, I mean, just this week, Lifter LMS released another feature. And so it's one of those seasoned, well-established platforms, but is still developing and still adding features and still, you know, bringing modernization to the platform. So Lifter by far is the standout for me. If I'm just playing in community and I just want like a course to share an idea or a concept, I think that Fluent community course element is viable. I just wouldn't use it if I was like actively trying to build like a course marketplace for a business.
Yeah. Now you got the alternative, which is SaaS, software as a service, you know, and there's a lot of choice aimed at different parts of the market, aimed at more the beginner. There's a lot of offerings. You've got Kajabi, you've got Podia, you've got Learnable, Teachable. If you want community, you've got Mighty Networks, you've got Circle, you've got other people. Go High Level has a membership element to it. I don't think much of that myself. You know, Squarespace has a membership part of their offering. It's rather basic. If you're not going to look at WordPress, I really wouldn't look at Squarespace. I think you'd be better off looking at something like Teachable, Learnable, Kajabi, Podia, myself. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, for me, the SaaS platforms really do alienate me. I've used them. And there is a SaaS platform I use basically as the backbone of Mañana No Más. And so I'm not a person that, like, I got to be really careful. Like, sometimes I say things and I don't want to seem like this hypocrite, right? Yeah. Kind of like when we talk about AI. But there are some SaaS tools that I think are reliable, that suit a function, and I use them. But if I'm looking to build a business and it's not established yet, I think this is the key part of this whole thing. It's not established yet. I want to use WordPress because I want to have that flexibility to scale and grow in the way that my audience or my students or my membership is asking. Like, you're going to get feedback from your users, and your users might say, oh, I wish there was a way to schedule appointments with you. Oh, I wish you had these courses in video. I wish we could have Zoom meetings in this website. And it's when they come to you with those feature requests, in some environments, you're not going to be able to provide them. But in WordPress, you're always going to have the ability to come forward to satisfy the request or to meet the demand of your audience, your tribe.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. Should you build your website yourself?
Oh, you got me.
This is a difficult one. I personally think that if it's your, it just depends, folks, but I think a lot of people can waste a lot of time. And, you know, at WP Tonic, we provide all the software for WordPress, and we've got some decent packages that can get you up really quickly and give you a bit of training. And I think it's just going to get you on the road to where you want to go a lot quicker. And I think that applies to some of the SaaS platforms. They have experts that can help you get it all set up. And it just depends on your experience and the amount of time. But there's a lot of things to do in getting a membership website with your first batch of students, your first half a dozen students, and getting the ball rolling. You might have more experience, but even then, you've probably got more financial resources. Do you really want to spend the time on the build out, or do you really want to concentrate that time on getting students, getting the business up and running, getting the marketing engine going. It just depends. But I think a lot of people get sucked in to trying to build this out and they don't spend enough time getting that first batch of students. What do you reckon?
I think people should focus on whatever their strength is. Ooh, pardon me. Focus on whatever their strength is. If their strength does not lie in design, white space, format, things like that, then don't. Then just don't. Like, you're trying to force a square peg into a round hole and you create frustration for yourself. And to Jonathan's point, with that frustration comes delays. If this is a revenue-based project, meaning you're going to sell your courses, the sooner you get to market, the sooner you're revenue-friendly, right? So the longer it takes for you to put out a minimal viable product, the more you're not making revenue. A lot of people miss the boat on this, Jonathan. A lot of people, they start the project, they get distracted by, you know, that shiny object syndrome. They want to build this, they want to build that. They wish it looked different. They wish they knew how to make the beveled edges. They wish they knew how to, and they start going down these rabbit trails. And next thing you know, 6 months, 9 months, a year goes by and they haven't sold a single membership yet, but they've paid for software. They've paid for hosting. They've, you know, so I think when you look at what hiring a professional can actually bring to the bottom line, I think for a lot of people, it's silly to not hire someone to do it. Some people swear they don't have the resources. They don't have the money for it, but those same people will buy Facebook ads or hire SEO specialists or spend money in other ways, which means they would have had the money to launch the website and be revenue friendly earlier in the process.
Yeah, they tend to get things back to front, don't they? There's a place for hiring people, experts, but it's at certain stages. And there's a lot of people selling a lot of stuff that doesn't really do the job.
No.
There's a lot of promises out there that aren't met. So being part of Lifter, finding a community, a Facebook group, finding somewhere where you can just watch and get some feedback and get some advice is really useful. And that's one of the things why I like about Lifter LMS. They've got a lot. If you buy one of their plugins, you can have access to certain plugin packages that are not ridiculously priced. You can have access to the Lifter LMS community. And I think that really helps. But people tend, I think it's avoiding the day where they might be facing failure. And I think we all do it. It's just easier to build a massive course, to spend too much time on the website. Don't get me wrong, it's got to look decent, but there's a lot of people that spend much too much time on it all. Right, I think this is going to be one of our shorter episodes, but it's an important one. I think we're going to go for our mid-break, folks, and when we come back, we've got a couple other good topics. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I think I forgot to say at the beginning that we got some fantastic deals from the sponsors of the show. Some great discounts, and we got a list of great products, WordPress products, and that. And you can find all these goodies by going over to WP wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. So let's go straight into the second half, Kurt. So if you're deciding to go with WordPress, and I think you should do, for its ownership, its flexibility, you're never going to be kind of stuck in a corner with no options or looking at migrating from a whole platform to somewhere else. You just got more control and more freedom. So what plugins and themes and other membership tech will you use? Well, you need good hosting. It doesn't have to, at the beginning, have to be massively expensive. I think what we offer at WP Tonic is really great value for people starting out. And we offer a great plugin package as well. Plus, you get support from people that actually build membership and community websites. So I think the biggest choice is what page builder you're going to use. Now, there's an enormous debate about this. I like Gutenberg, but I don't care about full site editing. I'm getting a bit techie here, folks, but I think you can look at Ollie. I think they do a great job. Or Cadence or GeneratePress. They're the three. I use it on the WP Tonic website, Cadence WP. It does everything I need. But those three choices, Ollie, Cadence, these are solid choices. What do you reckon, Kurt?
We're mostly in the same ballpark, Jonathan. We're really close. You and I both share a certain amount of love for Cadence. I use Astra on a lot of projects. My agency has a lifetime license to that, and we can share that with our customers. And then we also use a tool called ZipWP. And, you know, at the risk of giving away all the secrets, ZipWP is an AI-like template building tool. So for us, when we have a startup client that doesn't have a lot of budget and they just want to get something up, that AI tool helps. And Cadence has a very similar tool, Jonathan, that you use with WP Tonic. And so those two tools work great. Cadence and Astra, to me, they're peas in a pod almost. It's very similar. I like both of them a lot, and I get to work with both of them a lot. I've been experimenting with different page builders, and I'll just be blunt. I still am not at the expertise level yet with Etch to start really using that for customer builds yet, and I think that would add an element of complexity that most customers just aren't ready for. I think Jonathan's advice of sticking with the WordPress editor is the way to go. For me, if you wanted to be full site editing or you know, the old block thing, doesn't matter to me at all. I think SkyPilot's a wonderful theme and it's a Lifter LMS provided theme. And I think it works really, really well. But it is a little bit different to edit in full site editing than it is to edit in a tool, say like Cadence or Astra.
And you just got more starter websites with it, with Cadence or with Astra or with GeneratePress. I think what Lifter provides, it's a great theme, but it's just one theme. You know, you can change it, but then I think you're getting down the road of spending a lot of time. If that particular look suits you and you're just going to adapt it a little bit, I think it's fine. So
the thinking with SkyPilot, just to be more clear, complete in the answer, if you have the Infinity bundle, you're also going to have Aircraft, which is what Lifter calls their page builder, but it's really a pattern library. So if you're going to stick with SkyPilot, you like the look and the feel of SkyPilot, well, then the Aircraft element is going to be your saving grace. You're literally going to be able to build pages very, very quickly because you build them in giant sections of pre-formatted content.
What about landing pages with Astra and Cadence? I don't know enough about Ollie. I would imagine it's the same. I think you can knock up They have patterns, sections. Yeah. You can knock up a landing page pretty rapidly in any of these solutions. Would you agree with that?
Pretty quickly, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, overcomplicate the idea of, like, what is a landing page? To me, it's a very plain page. It's got, like, one call to action, a form to fill out, or a button to click, and that's it. Typically, I eliminate the header and the footer from it. Other people define a landing page a little bit differently. But, yeah, Astra, Cadence, Ollie, Elementor, if you went that direction, you can do those all day long.
I wouldn't recommend Elementor now. I just wouldn't. We got people using it, but I just wouldn't recommend it now.
Yeah, I just redid a client's website the last month or so, Jonathan. You're aware of this project, and the updates have been giving me fits back and forth. I'm not a fan. It's too many layers, too many levels. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't operate smoothly.
No, because they're being in this transitional period where they got version 4, folks, and it's been going on, and they've got millions of websites, and it's not a small undertaking, and I don't want to get... Now, when Kurt mentioned Etch, that's really... It's not actually been launched, I don't think, is it? It's launched now, is it?
Yeah.
It's a real professional tool. It's for somebody really making almost full custom website. And for that purpose, for the higher price, fully custom, I think it's a great tool. And people in that bespoke, it's a bit like Off the Peg. You know, Off the Peg can start cheap and go really expensive, but when you go into bespoke tailoring, it gets really pricey. But, you know, for agencies doing real custom work, I'm sure it's a great tool. I think the other thing you need a good form plugin. I think there's loads of them out there, folks. We use Fluent Forms. You get the pro version. And then you need a CRM. We either provide Fluent CRM, or we've got a couple others that we can provide that gives you CRM functionality. That's basically what you need. Anything, you know, apart from the membership or Lifter LMS, you don't need a lot more. People tend to over-install too much, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
What's your key membership growth building strategy? This is the crux of it, folks. This is... hopefully you're known in a niche, you're known in a community. You don't need you don't need thousands of people, but you need a voice. And hopefully you've got some email list. You've got some, and that doesn't have to be massive. Hopefully you've just been talking about, you're thinking of doing a course. You've got early bird landing page up. You've done some initial marketing. You're just getting some interest. You're part of Facebook groups, Slack groups. You've been given advice. You're seen as somebody that knows something in that particular niche. So when you do your course, you've got people to contact. And doesn't have to be thousands, a couple of hundred, 100 people, 50 people. Just people that might, and you might get that first 12 sales of your initial course. And if anybody tells you that's not big enough, The truth is, depending on your experience or the kind of team you got behind you, it's best that you start off reasonably small and then you can build. What do you reckon, Kurt?
I can't agree more. This as we're having this conversation, I'm just, it's flooding my mind with like the concerns that people come to us with. As you know, Jonathan, I host a couple of masterminds. I do other shows. And consistently in my question bank that comes up is, you know, questions about automations or upgrades or, you know, how to handle with this like flow and demand of people that are going to come to this product. And it's, people are operating on an assumption that they want to automate and they want to do a bunch of like highly technical things in their website because there's going to be this traffic and this demand and how are they going to keep up? And the reality of it, like you just said, is, hey, let's just get to 10 paying customers. Okay. And then the next step is 25 paying customers. It's if you had 150 paying customers your first month, you would probably get overwhelmed pretty quickly just trying to keep up with support requests, changes, you know, user experience gaps in the site that you missed. I usually talk to customers when I'm working with them. I say, hey, what's going to be your onboarding process? Like whenever you have a membership or a learning site or something like that, where learners have to like log into a website, you probably want to have an onboarding process. You want to have like a video tutorial that's like a screen share that says, hey, welcome to the such and such academy. You know, when you want to go to your dashboard, you're going to click here. When you want to adjust your email to your account, go here. When you want to change your credit card, go here. Like you want to have those assets kind of made. And realistically, you don't know what those assets are until a couple of people get in and start using them and asking you questions.
Yeah, I think that's good stuff. But you can still be successful in the membership, in the learning space. I still believe in it, folks. There is a lot of possibilities. But you've got to be realistic as well. As long as you keep your focus, there's a lot of ways of getting defocused, getting off track, losing your focus. I think having a roadway and having focus and keeping at it and just moving it on, especially if you've got a full-time job or you've got some other income, so you're not under pressure. And that's realistic because unless you've got a big audience, this is going to take a little bit of work, but it's totally doable. It's totally possible if you've got the right product, the right niche, and you've built up some credibility with your target audience, in my opinion. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, if it's related to this stuff, absolutely. Get in touch with us at WP Tonic, right? They'll reach both of us there. But if you want to reach me personally, I'm at LinkedIn. I'm the only Kurt Von Annen on LinkedIn, and I'm easy to find.
That's fantastic. And like I say, if you want more advice, more knowledge, you can go to the WP Tonic. You can book a free chat. Either be me or Kirk that you'll probably talk to. And if you're looking to build your membership website, we provide great hosting, great support. We offer a ton of value at WP Tonic. We will be back soon, next week, hopefully. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.